Welcome to the Corner Office at Home podcast. Today is episode number 16. My name is Ruth Sheridan. I'm your podcast host. I'm a top leader in the network marketing industry. I'm also an online marketing coach. I've coached thousands of network marketers in the online space create the business of their dreams. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about what it really takes to build a network marketing team, one that's thriving, one that stays around, and one that creates consistent residual income. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you share it in your TikTok stories, in your Facebook and Instagram stories. Tag me at Ruth Ann Sheridan, and I will absolutely give you a shout out when I see your story. I also give away $100 a week to the podcast winner. And what you've got to do to enter that is you've got to go into Instagram, take a snapshot of the podcast, tag me in the story at Ruth Ann Sheridan, and leave me a 5-star review on whatever podcast app that you actually use. And every Monday, I give $100 away to the top reviewer. So make sure you take advantage of that. It's super fun. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the reviews. It allows me to keep my podcast free. And I appreciate you. So let's dive right in today. Today, we're going to be talking about what it really takes to build a business online in the online space and grow a team, right? Grow a team of enthusiastic people who really, really want to build large businesses. So back when I started in this industry, it was about 10 years ago, I was still working a corporate job. At the time, I was a single mom. And when I became a single mom, I went from a household that had a good income to actually making half of what I was accustomed to raising my kids on. And I was raising my kids myself. So they had to start doing without some things that they were typically used to having. Like, you know, it was getting hard to send them to the activities, the after school activities, because it was either that or not put the food on the table. So I started looking for other ways in addition to my job to create a little bit of extra income so that their lifestyle didn't have to change. And I found the industry of network marketing, and I started working away at it, learning slowly. I would put aside like half an hour a day just to learn the skills and apply some of the skills. And I started making a couple extra $100 a month. And though it doesn't sound like a lot, that money in itself actually allowed me to keep my kids in their activities so that they didn't feel like their life had totally changed. And that made me feel good as a mom, right? So over time, I learned the skill of really growing teams. What does it take to grow a team in this industry? What does it take to really create momentum so that you can have long-term residual income that is consistent from month to month? It got to the point where I was able to actually leave my corporate job. That was my goal in the long run because I'm not getting any younger. I'm going to be 60 in a year. And I really had this vision of running my business all from home the way I wanted to, the way that was authentic to me. So here's what it's going to take. So as someone in network marketing, as you are bringing in new team members, new people who want to become entrepreneurs, there's three important things that you need to do to make sure that they become successful. Because you can absolutely not succeed in this industry if you don't help other people succeed. And it's that whole thing about you help enough people and you'll get what you want. It's true in this industry, and that's why I love this industry. So how do we help these people succeed? Well, number one, it's helping them with their personal development. So on my team, we do a ton of personal development. Like I train my team four times a week, and at least twice it's personal development, really helping them understand why they do what they do, why they don't do what they should do, and how they can create a breakthrough so that they can actually move forward, right? They can actually move forward and build a business. Personal development in this industry, I would say, is the most important thing than anything else, because all of the other skills can be learned, the marketing skills, the connection skills, the scripts, what to post on social media, media, how to talk to people, how to close people. Those are all hard skills. But the personal development is a softer thing, and it's probably the most important thing. People can have all the skills. If they haven't done the personal development, they won't apply the skills and they'll get nowhere. So personal development comes first. On our team, it is an absolute priority. I was trained by Jeffrey Combs, who is a mindset coach out of California. I actually did one of his very first coaching programs where I became one of his certified mindset coaches and breakthrough coaches. So I take that knowledge from that coaching industry and apply it to our team to help them move forward. And that's why so many people on our team have really created breakthroughs in their lives, which has resulted in them building successful businesses. So that's number one. Number two is the hard skills, right? So we talked about personal development. The next thing is hard skills, right? You've got to be teaching people how to do this business. And it's got to be simple. It's got to be broken down in a step-by-step process. Otherwise, new people get lost. And when people get lost, they make no money. When they make no money, they quit real fast. So if you've ever grown a team and they've gone missing in action, it's because they weren't given the right skills to make money out of the gate. When you can make money right out of the gate, it keeps you in the game long enough to learn all of the skills so you can build a big business, right? So that's super important. So you have to ask yourself, what does your training system look like? What does it teach? So my training system for my team, basically, I walk them through step-by-step how to build a business using social media, the exact skills in terms of building a personal brand, the exact things they need to do to start attracting people to them so that they can build the business of their dreams. And it was through that skill building coupled with personal development that people started to really rise. People who had been trying to be successful in this industry for years and years. I have one lady who she was in the industry almost 25 years with no success, finally had a breakthrough and rank advanced 5 times in her first 3 months because she did the personal development and she learned effective marketing skills. Now, what does effective marketing skills really mean? It does not mean spamming. It does not mean bugging your friends and family. Like that stuff, it just does not work, right? It'll work a little tiny bit, but it won't last long. So you've got to learn real marketing skills. And that's what we pride ourselves as a team. And that's what I teach my team, real marketing skills so that they can become successful online. The next thing you need to keep people around and build a cohesive team is events. So does your company run events that people attend, right? Does your team host events that your team can come together and do training and have fun and do team building? So events, when you build your business from event to event to event and really drive your team to go to the events, you teach them the importance of it, your business will grow. Because at events, people create belief. They create belief in themselves. They create belief in the industry. They create belief in their products. They create belief in their company. And with that belief set, they become unstoppable. So events are so, so important. And if you're in the industry and you're not going to your events, like get yourself there. It's critical. It's absolutely critical to your growth. The last thing is I know I said three, but there's a fourth thing. And the fourth thing is fun. People got to be having fun. They have to be having fun doing this, right? If you think about it, when people start in this industry, like me, they usually have full-time jobs. They're usually stressed out and they're looking for another solution, right? And if that solution is causing them more stress, they will leave. So it's got to be fun as well. You've got to build some fun into it. Maybe run some contests, maybe host some fun events, maybe doing something fun online. My team is global now, so we do some fun stuff online where we can all get together. And keeping it fun is super, super important because people have enough stress in their life and their side gig, they want it to be fun. So those are my tips for today. I hope that you really take them to heart. It was these things that I did that allowed me to finally create the momentum that I was looking for in the industry and create the results I've created so that I can stay at home now and work my business from home, the business that I absolutely love, the legacy I'm building for my own family, not someone else's legacy. And it makes all of the difference in the world in terms of your energy and how you get up in the morning and how excited you are to get going. So I hope you got some value from this. Have an amazing day. Again, if you did get some value, I do Money Mondays. So there's a link in my bio over on TikTok. If you're watching on TikTok, click the link. You'll find my podcast. Leave a 5-star review. Take a picture of it, putting it in your Instagram stories, tag me at Ruth Ann Sheridan, and I do a draw every Monday night to give away $100 to the person who leaves a 5-star review. So anyway, guys, have an amazing day, and I will be back again real soon. Bye for now.